Singer-songwriter Sarah Darling will join Jen Bostick, Emily Shackleton, Johnny Moe, and Lindsay L. at the May Wilson Theater in Moose Jaw on December 8 for River Street Promotions, a Nashville Christmas concert, hosted by Joel Stewart. A Nashville Christmas is part of nonprofit River Street Promotions, RSP, aimed to bring world-class entertainers to Moose Jaw stages, including the homestand series of concerts at Ross Wells Ballpark. All proceeds from RSP events go to support youth mental wellness at schools throughout southern Saskatchewan. Tickets for the show are available from the Moose Jaw Cultural Center box office, or online from sasktix.ca. Darling's musical credits include 5 full-length albums, multiple singles, including a number one on the UK country charts, and many duets. She has over 20 million streams, 11 million video views, and over 90 appearances on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry stage. She is one of the first Sirius XM The Highway finds and part of the first class of CMT's Next Women of Country. Among others, she has played the CMA Music Fest, C2C, BBC Radio 2 stage, FSA Music Festival, Nashville Meets London, British Country Music Festival, and British Summertime Festival, and shared stages with the likes of Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, Paul Simon, and Carrie Underwood. She has appeared on Conan, CMT, The Bachelor, HLN, Fox and Friends, and more. Interview with Sarah Darling. I've never been to Saskatchewan, so I'm really just looking forward to meeting everyone, enjoying a beautiful place and playing a show for a beautiful cause, Darling told MooseJawToday.com. Three of us girls, Jen Bostick and Emily Shackleton and myself, have been friends for a very long time, so it's very cool to be able to do a show together, especially one that's benefiting mental health. Where are you from, other than Nashville? I grew up in Iowa, and I moved to Nashville when I was, like, 18. Yeah, I was just a baby. Iowa is very cold, very flat farm country. My entire family is there, born and raised. It's a sweet, family-focused place to grow up. You know, family is very important. It sounds like you have a handle on Saskatchewan already. I know. I have a feeling I'm going to get there and feel like, oh, okay, it's just like Iowa. Have you visited Canada at all? I played a show in Calgary years ago, but it was just a quick trip and I really wanted to explore more. One of my bucket list dreams is actually to see Banff. That's like an all-time dream, so... What are some of your all-time career highs so far? I have a couple. I've been very fortunate to play the Grand Ole Opry. Well, I'm sitting at 97 times, which is crazy. So, hopefully I will get to 100 on that stage. The other was in England. I was first opener on a show called British Summertime, with James Taylor and Paul Simon. And I was, like, totally pinching myself the whole time, like, I can't believe I'm on this bill. But I have the t-shirt to prove it. What can audiences look forward to on December 8th for a Nashville Christmas? The goal is to share a little bit of light with the songs that we write, so all of us have hand-selected songs that we feel will really connect. I write a lot of songs, but I've chosen songs that will leave people inspired and just full of love and light and good vibes. So, people will experience some of the process of songwriting, what it is to write a song and the storytelling aspect of it, and it will be a personal, tailor-made setlist for this particular event, which is pretty special. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, MooseJawToday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark MooseJawToday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.